What's up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of the Lens Talk podcast. We're your hosts, Brooke.
And I'm Austin. And today we're going to share a few funny stories about nightmare clients.
So whatever business you're in, there's always going to be that client or, you know, that customer that just really pushes your buttons. And so we thought it would be fun today to kind of touch on that topic and see if anyone else has had any similar experiences.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and dive into a few situations. The first one, which I experience way more than I would like to, is clients who want a major discount. I get asked for discounts way too often.
I mean, people are bold.
People are really bold. And it's not just from, you know, potential clients that I know or have friendships with already. It can sometimes even be clients that I've never worked with before that I don't know that find me on Instagram or however, and still are bold enough to ask for a discount.
Yeah.
When my rates are significantly lower than other photographers in Charlotte, like I really should raise my prices.
Exactly. And I think that's what people don't necessarily understand, you know, is really the value of photography. And I mean, because there's no way you would, you know, walk into a Mercedes dealership and ask for a crazy discount. Like, that's just not going to happen, you know? And so I just don't think people understand the value sometimes of what we really do. You know, it's not just the 1 hour that we're standing there in front of you actually shooting. There's so much other stuff that goes into it too.
Right. I literally was just having this conversation with my parents a few weeks ago because it can honestly get frustrating sometimes because it gets to a point where it almost makes you feel like your work is not being valued or appreciated, especially when it comes from somebody that you know that doesn't want to pay the prices that you charge. And so it's a difficult thing to deal with. And for me personally, not just with my business, but in life in general, I'm like a people pleaser. So it's also hard at the same time to say no, that you can't have a discount. Because I naturally just want to kind of give in and give people what they want, I guess.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's something that I know we've talked about before, having to learn to have more of that like backbone when it comes to the business side of things. And no matter who it is asking, because it's almost the worst when it comes from the people that you know.
Yeah.
Because you really feel like, how are you going to tell this person no? But yeah, we've had to learn to have some business backbones, and hopefully that'll stop me now. I'm sorry. My dog just licked my mouth. I'm
sorry. But one thing I did want to say, like, that I'm trying to do that hopefully will help is I added to, like, my pricing sheet pay in full discount, and I made that 10%. And so it's not a lot, but I figure if it comes up, then I could at least be like, well, I don't really have discounted sessions. However, I do have this pay in full discount where if you sign your contract and pay in full upon booking, then I can take 10% off. It's kind of my plan, like if it comes up again in the future.
Yeah, no, that's a really, really good idea. I may have to steal that one from you.
Feel free.
Right. Okay, so our second situation is clients who don't sign contracts in a timely manner. Now, this has only happened to me probably about twice, but it's really frustrating because once you, you know, talk to a client and you have like a date in mind and you know what you're going to be doing, you're getting all the details together, then you send over the contract and then they don't sign it.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, you give them a few days. And even after you've already expressed like, hey, you know, the contract is due by this day, that day comes and goes. It's happened to me before when I was working with an actual event planner and when I was working with just another client. I'm just like, can you please sign your contract? Because I'm still like saving this date for you, you know, in case someone else reaches out. Especially a really popular weekend date or something, like sign the contract. You know, I mean, there was one incident where when I was working with the event planner, and it was probably 3 or 4 months that went by, and eventually, I got another inquiry for that same date, and I just said, like, hey, if I don't have this contract by the end of by the end of business today, I am going to have to cancel it. I'm going to have to go with this, other person that's ready to book and sign right now. So I'm just like, why would you not want to sign your contract?
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that one and how frustrated you were because it did go on for several months. I mean, it
Several months.
felt like
Way too
longer than
long.
probably what it was, but
Yeah.
and that's a good thing to when you remind them, like remind them that hey, this date is not actually secured until you sign your contract. So I'm kind of holding it for you, but if you don't sign it and somebody else comes along that's going to sign it and pay their deposit, then they've just stolen your date, basically.
Exactly. No, exactly. And I know in that situation that I just mentioned, I just really wanted to actually book that wedding. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna kind of, let this slide because I would love to book that wedding. And at some point, I just had to be like, you know what? If this is how it is now, I can only imagine how it'll be come the day of the wedding. If anything else is going to be chaotic, if payment is going to be delayed, if this or that. So, I do wish I could have actually had that wedding booked, but at the end of the day, my mental health in dealing with that situation was way more important.
Yeah, and that is when it gets really difficult, is when you maybe you don't have another client inquiring about that date, but you know, it's like I don't want to tell them that I can't book with them or somebody else is inquiring, because I know there's photographers that do that, like, hey, I have another inquiry, so I need this signed, before I book with somebody else. But then you also kind of feel like, well, I don't really have somebody else inquiring. I want them to book. So it's like, what do you do? Do you, when, at what point do you cancel and just be like, you know what? Never mind. This isn't going to work out.
Yeah, those are definitely all like just on case by case basis and really depends on what kind of workload you have or want to have. I'm sure there's some photographers that would not even give people like that a second chance because they are just like 100% booked or they have a large clientele. But for a start, like a newer photographer, it can be easy for us to be walked on a little bit in that situation.
Yeah, definitely. So, the next one that we'll talk about is those clients who are constantly asking for to see their pictures, and it's only been like a couple of days since their session. That is extremely annoying.
I definitely try to tell people, like whenever we're leaving the session, well, first off, it's usually in the contract, like when they can expect their photos to be finished and delivered by. But even at the end of the session in person, I usually do like a, hey, just give me, X amount of days. Say it's like a week, just give me a week and you'll expect to see those photos there. I know for me personally, I usually don't do previews because I want to just get the full album just completely sent back to them. So instead of editing a few, and sending them some, I would rather, and so far all of my clients have been completely fine with this, just work straight through. That way I can get you your full gallery even quicker. But yeah, so, and I was also thinking too, not only waiting the clients that want to see their pictures soon after the session, but even during the session, where every few minutes they are, oh, can I see that? Oh, can I see that? Like on the back of the camera.
Yeah.
Has that happened to you
It
often?
has. It has. And I try to stay kind of ahead of it. Like, if I take a really good picture, that, because sometimes, like, the back of the camera just doesn't do it justice.
Oh, no, it doesn't do it. No, not at all.
So, but if I take a really good one that even looks good on the back of the camera, I will be like, hey, let me show you this. And, you know, I just kind of hope that they don't ask to see more or like scroll through, because then they're looking at pictures where, you know, they're blinking or it's out of focus or whatever, because those pictures are always mixed in there too, where it just didn't turn out good.
Exactly. And so, you know, I'm just like, yeah, these are the, like, overall, these photos are turning out really, really good. But if you want me to sit here and scroll through, you're going to see the ones with your eyes closed and you're going to see the one that was out of focus. And I don't want you getting like worried or anxious thinking that the session isn't going to turn out good.
Right. So, yeah, I do the same thing though. I have it in my contract what like my turnaround time is. And then I verbally remind them like at the end of the session, like,
yeah,
you know, like kind of like you said, just give me a couple weeks or whatever it is and I'll email you the pictures and, you know, your full gallery and stuff like that. So I do try to do a few previews. Like I let, cause I like to try to post something on Instagram.
Right.
Me personally, not always the same day, but within a couple of days, I'll at least post one or two on Instagram and I'll send those same ones to my client. But
okay, yeah,
so I'll let them know like I might have a preview in a couple of days, but give me a week or so to finish the full gallery.
Yeah, and see that, and that's the nice thing. Every photographer can handle that situation however they want to, and especially with you. You know, being able to also post something on Instagram at the same time, that's kind of like a win-win because they get a preview and you get to put some fresh content out sooner. So, yeah, whatever, you know, you as a photographer feel like doing, just make sure it's initially stated, you know, that way everyone goes into it with a clear understanding. And I think that'll help fix that problem.
Yeah, definitely.
So the last situation, and when, let me say last but not least, okay, are the clients that show up late.
Oh my gosh.
Now, I understand there are various things that could happen to make someone be late. I get it, you know, but time is money at the end of the day.
Seriously.
And, you know, you never know what I, as a photographer, have either booked afterwards or if it's an evening session, especially, you know, trying to catch that sunset and we're already not shooting until maybe 7:30 or something and you still get there later. Now we're out to close to 9, but that's what I used to do is, you know, still give people a full hour session no matter what time they got there. But I've had to learn that that's not okay for, you know, me from the business side to do so. It's in my contract now, you know, it's not my responsibility. If you guys show up late, the session will still end at the same time.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask, because I'm kind of going back and forth on that because I've seen photographers that do that. Like if you show up late, then, you know, your time starts when it was supposed to start and it'll end at the same time. Or I've seen photographers that say, once we get to, I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes late, then your session is just canceled and like I'm leaving.
Oh, right. So yeah, I mean, I guess there can be definitely a few different situations. I have actually been in a situation where the person was more than 30 minutes late and it was, the location was so far from me where I really didn't want to have to come back. So honestly, I was like, well, let me wait a little bit. I would rather still get this session knocked out. But it got to be close to 40 minutes. And I said, nope, I'm not doing this again. And I did end up leaving that day and we had to get it rescheduled. I think in that situation, there definitely needs to be a rescheduling fee or like a late fee, you know, for that. But what I currently do now is, like I mentioned earlier, whatever time they get there, our session will still end at the same time. And if you do want the full hour still, they'll just be an additional charge to cover that amount because I was here.
Yeah, no, that definitely makes sense. And another thing that you and I had talked about recently and worked on was some like welcome information to send to our clients when they book. And that was one of the reminders to put in there, like try to arrive to your session 15 to 20 minutes early just to account for traffic, finding a parking spot. Like a lot of times I shoot uptown Charlotte, and of course, because it's the city, it can be busy or just hard to find somewhere to park. So you want to have time to account for that without cutting into your session time.
Exactly. Yeah. So, that kind of, that's always something that us as photographers can do is just make sure our clients are fully informed and they have as many tips and, as possible. That way we can help them. When it comes, we may suggest a location or an outfit idea. We should also give them these tips. That way they can try to be on time and that, all those other little things because it's not fair to have other people waiting on you. And if you know you're going to be late, you're going to know that you're going to be late more than 5 minutes before the session starts too. So
Exactly.
you can also give me a heads up if you're still at home and your session is supposed to be starting in 10 minutes. So just good communication would help. I would rather take someone, maybe 30 or 45 minutes before be like, "Look, Brooke, I'm so sorry. We're definitely running late, blah, blah, blah." And like, just try to get ahead of it
Right.
versus just show up later. I'm sitting here waiting on you, or I'm calling and I can't get a hold of you. Yeah, I'm getting to the point now where sessions like that will be canceled and need to be rescheduled. Like, I'm not waiting around anymore.
Yeah, the last several sessions that I've had, with the exception of like weddings, because weddings are a little bit different, but with like a portrait session, when I get ready to leave, and of course I'm on time, I'll send them a text and I'll be like, "Hey, see you soon." Just kind of like that last
Oh,
reminder that
yeah.
like, "Hey, I'm on time and I'm going to be there." So this is kind of a, a good time for you to let me know if you're going to be late. You know what I
Right,
mean?
exactly. Almost kind of like nudging them a little bit, like prompting them to let me know where you're at right now. 'Cause that's what I'm really wanting to know. Where are you? Are you on the way? Are you in the car? Oh, goodness.
Well, that was good. So I think that concludes our Nightmare Clients episode. So we
Yeah.
just want to thank everybody for listening. Next week for hashtag Lens Talk Tuesday, we're going to do something a little bit different, and we're going to do a question and answer episode. So stay tuned on our Instagram. We will post probably on our stories one of those question posts so that you guys can send us questions. They can be photography related or just fun personal questions, things that you want to get to know about Brooke and I, and you will have an opportunity to have that question answered on next week's episode.
So be sure to follow us on Instagram at Lens Talk Podcast. You can also send us an email if you have any questions or want us to talk about something specifically at lenstalkpodcast@gmail.com.
All right, well, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.